Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Look, this lad hasn't been, it's been 2 years since Taj Farrant has come into the studio.
It has been a while.
And this is Taj. Ah, wow. The last time we spoke, he was going to meet up with Carlos Santana.
I know.
And also Rob Thomas. He's in the studio this morning with us. Taj, good morning, mate. Welcome back. Hi, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, mate, you guys now, you and your dad and your family, you're living over in LA now.
Yeah, we're pretty much living over there now. We're just getting the visas so we can permanently live there.
Yeah.
Since
when we saw you last, you were about to go over. How was the experience going over there, meeting these performers that, you know, have set the world on fire, and yet there you are playing with them?
Yeah, it was pretty weird because I was like just that random kid from Australia.
Playing guitar.
You were 11 when you went?
I was 11 when I went there last, and now I just turned 14.
Oh, happy birthday. happy birthday, buddy.
And you hung out with Rob Thomas. Can I just ask you, you know, what sort of guy was Rob Thomas?
He was really cool. Just a very genuine person. Like, he cared what I felt about, you know what I mean? Like, when I played with some people just, like, don't care, it's their show, and I'm like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But he was just like very hostile.
And welcoming to you. Mate, what about, is it true you played with Kiss?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Where was that at?
That was in LA, I think. They just invited us to their studio and I played around with them for a couple of hours.
So your management team in LA organises these sort of catch-ups or these gigs?
I don't have a management team. I just have dad. So.
Oh, it's dad doing Brendan at all.
Yeah.
And if you are Kiss, you're going, I want Taz to come around and play some guitar. That is so cool. Yeah.
And also Santana, how was that?
Yeah, Santana was cool. The worst part about that was because we had to drive to Nevada, which was like an 8-hour drive, and it was the worst experience of my life.
Why? What happened?
Oh, it was just like a ridiculously long drive, and it was just boiling the whole way there.
You've been doing shows over LA. You base yourself, because you moved from the Central Coast to LA. You've been selling shows out all around the US.
Yeah. I just finished my tour a couple of weeks ago, and I was selling out like 1,500 seaters. So yeah.
That's huge, buddy.
You've matured a lot, but there's still a 14-year-old kid inside you, isn't there, that loves home and loves his family?
Yeah, I do love home, but it is easier to live over there because it's like we found out we were spending like $100,000 in just flying over there. So, wow. Yeah.
Just getting the gig over.
Yeah.
And look, you're doing a gig Friday night here on the coast.
Saturday
night. Okay,
May 27th.
Okay, and that's at the Entrance Leagues Club. You're
Entrance
there.
Leagues Club.
And so, mate, so what then? You do that, then you go back home. What's for the rest of the year?
We have a couple other shows, like one in Brisbane, one in Newcastle. We have one in Byron as well.
Yeah.
So you've taken the microphone on too now. Like, you're not just playing guitar. You're actually doing numbers yourself.
Yeah, I'm singing for myself now. So, yeah.
Not just shredding, you're singing as
well. No, I'm shredding and singing now.
That's it. Was it an easy transition for you to start singing to people? Because, you know, I remember you sort of, you love playing and you go into your own zone. But then when you're singing, you've really got to engage, don't you, with the audience?
Yeah, that was pretty weird for me because I was like always just a person that I felt like I'd just sit back there and play. And then I had to become the front man for my band. And that was a weird adjustment. It felt pretty normal, so yeah.
Do your mates from the Central Coast, because you moved to LA, do they still keep in contact with you and all that?
Yeah, they do, and they're like, bro, when are you coming back? And I go, I don't know.
You're back on Saturday night. You're back on Saturday. How long are you? So you've got your tour of Australia as well, so you're going to do that. Head back to the US. Have you got earmarked anyone, any particular singer or band that you want to go and rock on with?
Probably Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, I haven't met them yet, but that'd be cool. But Yeah, Dad's working on it.
Oh, mate, it is so good. It is great that you even thought of us because you came back, because it was 2 years ago that you were in
here. Yeah, yeah, almost. It was actually very close to 2 years ago.
That's right. Did you go on to Ellen DeGeneres before you came and spoke to her or after?
I think it was just after because I went there, and then just before Ellen I did Rob Thomas.
Yeah, right, right. Did she give
Rob
you a
Thomas,
car?
Was he as good a bloke as I remember?
He met him on the plane. He was sitting down, and this is his claim to fame, Rob Thomas, as he was flying from Canberra, Taj, to Sydney.
He was a really nice bloke. Nice to you too.
He's a good person.
Isn't he just? We could talk about Rob Thomas for hours, but I do want to ask you. I hear on the grapevine that you may have been nominated for a couple of Blues Awards.
I have been. I only found out about that yesterday, actually. I got nominated for two categories.
Two categories of Blues Awards in the States.
In the States.
Amazing.
So what awards are they?
It was actually in Australia.
Australia, right. Okay.
It was Favourite Upcoming Artist and Favourite Youth Blues.
All right,
musician.
Now I'm going to get you to sign this piece of paper.
No, we need a contract.
We need never ever forget us. And seriously, because we want to be in contact with someone famous, because Rob Thomas will never get back to us.
No, he doesn't.
So,
mean.
will you, in the years to come, always drop into the studio, mate, wherever you are, when you're coming back with your dad? Is that a promise?
Oh, no, we always have to come back to Triple M.
Okay,
yes,
oh, brilliant.
Yes, all right.
All right, Taj Burr, there he is. Oh. He is performing, our local lad. He's over in LA, just absolutely killing it, performing live at the Entrance Leagues Club this coming Saturday. Can you just give the club a call? Ready?
Is that give the right, club buddy? A call. And look, why don't call 133353 now? We've got two double passes to give away as well. So,
mate, you're a legend, mate. Happy birthday for the other day. Keep rocking it, mate. I just can't wait to see where you end up, mate.
Thank
so
you.
So happy for it, Taj.
Well done, mate.
Thank
give a round of applause. Taj.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
It's all the same, only the names will change every day. It seems we're wasting away. Another place where the faces are so cold. I ride all night just to get back home. I'm a cowboy on a steel horse. I ride, I'm wanted. Dead or alive, I'm wanted. Dead or alive. Sometimes I sleep, sometimes it's not for days, and the people I meet always go their separate ways. Sometimes you tell the day about a bottle that you drink, and times when you're alone and all you do is think. I'm a cowboy on a steel horse. I ride. I'm wanted, dead or alive. Wanted, wanted, dead or alive. With a six string on my back, I play for keeps, cause I might not make it back. I've been everywhere, still I'm standing tall. I've seen a million faces, and I rock them all. Cause I'm a cowboy on a steel horse. I ride, I'm wanted, wanted. dead, dead or alive. I'm a cowboy on a steel's ride. I'm wanted, wanted, dead or alive.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.